Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Jump into Matthew 5 and 14 through 16. And we read, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That's going to lead me into my message today, where revival starts.
All right, yeah.
Can we pray over this message? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing in this house, God. Actually going to tell y'all to begin with about an encounter I had. It's been a couple months now. It was after church on a Wednesday night. I had been working all day, so I was going to go ahead and do my chores, you know, get stuff knocked out. Went to the gym, worked out. I was going to go get groceries, but I procrastinated. I decided, I'll do that tomorrow morning. That's not really important. I'm going to go to bed because I'm tired, because I know we're all tired after a Wednesday night. And on the way home, I'm comfy, I'm wearing a hat, hoodie, sweatpants. I'm just ready to go relax. I got my headphones in, and I pull by the QT, because it's on the way home, and I want a snack, because I'm hungry. And I grab a couple things, I walk up to the counter, I double-click my phone, and I'm ready to tap to pay. I'm not paying attention in the world, because I show up to a gas station just to walk right in and walk right out. But the price doesn't pop up on the little terminal, and we're impatient, so I look up, and come to find out the cashier was trying to talk to me, and I didn't know. So I take out my headphone, and I told her, I said, "I'm sorry, I didn't hear a word you just told me." I was like, I was listening to music and talking on the phone at the same time. And she said, "What does that mean?" And I was like, listening to music, like taking out my headphones. I was like, a little confused, and she pointed at my hat. Now, at the time, I forgot I was wearing a hat because I'd been wearing it for a couple hours, and I know someone else has had that feeling. It's kind of the same way when you're looking for your phone, but you're on the phone. And she points at it, and I take it off, and I look at it, and I love this hat because it's a reminder to me, but it says, "Just keep praising." Yeah. And I wear that hat as a reminder, so when I see it, no matter what's going on in my life, I know that that's the most important thing to do. And I tell her that, I repeat that to her. And she responds with, "I don't know what that means. What do you mean praising?" And I tell her, I said, you know, Jesus, the one that died for our sins, Christianity, like this is why I live this life. And she said, "I don't know who you're talking about." And at the moment, it hit me hard, but I also got really excited. I was like, who else has given a Bible study in a QT at 11 o'clock at night? And so I tell her, I said, "Look, I would love to tell you more about how I know who Jesus is. You have a minute?" And she said, "Yeah, sure." Now I'm really excited. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And I turn around, I'm going to go get my Bible out of my car, and she stops me and she goes, "Where are you going?" And I was like, "Well, I'm going to go get my Bible so I can read you a couple things." And she said, "That's cool, but why don't you just tell me how you know him?" And I'm an introvert. Y'all have made me an ambivert. And so me being nervous, I was like, "Oh, well, here's two stories." She stopped me after those two, but I was like, "Here's two stories about other people that I know." And she was like, that's really cool. I don't know them. I've never met them. What about you? And I froze because I realized I was trying to avoid telling people what I had been through because it felt inconvenient because I was afraid to say where I had been. And at the time, I froze and I stopped. After about 10 seconds, I was about to tell her. I opened my mouth and she goes, brother, there's no need. I want to let you know that I am a missionary. I wanted to see what you were going to say. She said, there are people that come in here day in and day out. They wear a cross around their neck or on a hat or on a shirt or some sort of Bible verse, but none of them take the time to stop and actually tell me who he is. She said, none of them take the time to think that anyone else at a cash register is important enough to know who he is. That they're just in for a quick 2 seconds, in and out, tap to pay. It's an inconvenience for them to take 3 seconds out of their day to just say, do you know who he is? She said, scripture and the cross has become a fashion trend. It's become a symbol that we can act like it's going to take the place of outreach, but it doesn't. And I got so close to telling the people that I was close to, that I was comfortable with, you know, like a couple of my coworkers, some of my family members, the people I see more often, it feels convenient. And we do that a lot. I mean, not just that, we'll also go, hey, I've already told someone this week, like I've already invited people. Well, I don't have any church cards, so like maybe next time. We get comfortable with only inviting so many. You know, we'll start to say, even the people that we know, the ones that we don't tell, they know I go to church. They know where I'm at on Wednesday night. They know where I'm at on Tuesday night. They know where I'm at Sunday morning, and that's cool. They know where you're at, but do they know why you're there? Do they know the purpose as to why you showed up? Matthew 9 and 37 says, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Few labor, but the harvest is big. Athens is a huge city. I have had at least 100 people in the past 2 weeks tell me it looks like it's grown towards Atlanta. Athens is huge. And we see so many people coming in just to visit. We're the home of a huge football team. They have built a new stadium. We have a professional hockey team. We see hundreds of thousands of people extra a month. And we don't tell anyone. They're just in town for a couple days. But I don't want to hear the trumpet sound and find out that I have friends and family that are still stuck because I never told them. Because I never said, I know what you're going through. But do you know one that can fix it? We can't be going to a restaurant and saying, it's just a waiter, I'm only here for an hour. Just because they're a waiter doesn't mean they know who Jesus is. We can't say it's my friend. They know I'm religious. They know how I live, but that doesn't mean they know who Jesus is. My family members know when I leave. They know I go to church day in and day out. They know I'm there, but do they know why? Do they know who Jesus is? My coworkers know I take time off for church. They know it, but at the end of the day, I've never spoken about them. I've never told them truly who he is. Have we ever even attempted to tell them? Have they become a byproduct of our pride, of our shame? Are they collateral? And that's what happens. But we can read in John, and Pastor talked about it in Sunday school, which if you didn't listen, please go listen. But John chapter 4, we'll read in verse 28. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is this not the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. She was met at the well by Jesus at a time when she went in hopes for no one to see her, in hopes for no one to find her. She was ashamed. She didn't want to talk to anyone. But Jesus came unto her. Jesus came, and we'll go back a couple verses to John 4, 9 through 10. And it says, "Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." 19 scriptures, it took her from questioning, who are you? Why are you talking to me? Why do you want anything to do with me? To, I'm going to run to an entire city over and tell everyone who you are. She went at an inconvenient time. She made time out of her schedule for something that's more important than her getting water. She left her water pot behind. What would happen if we acted like it's no longer an obstacle or inconvenience and we started to get in our mind, well, let me tell you about a man who knew everything that I ever did, but yet he loved us, yet he died on the cross for us, and yet he still daily helps us. What would happen? I could tell you if you feel like there's no place to go, I can tell you about a God who makes a way. You feel like you're stuck and you can't see a light, I can tell you about a God who can bring you through. Your doctor report came back bad, you feel like there's no time left, or I can tell you about a God who's greater than a doctor report, who makes time when there feel like there is no time. I can tell you if you have anxiety, he made the waters be still. He can take that anxiety out of your mind. He can help you. He is a help place. You feel like there's no coming back. I can tell you about a God who's merciful, who has had mercy time and time again when we did not deserve it. I can tell you about the troubles that he's brought me through. I can tell you about where he has saved my life and how I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. Because that's where revival starts. It starts when we tell someone, I know where you're at, but let me tell you where you can be. Let me tell you what can happen. The deciding factor is faith. Faith is what changes it. People are hungry for this. If you haven't noticed it, I've seen it here recently. I mean, nothing about me, but I've had coworkers that I've never met in person that are in other states that have called me in the past 2 months and said, hey, I know I don't really know you and I've never talked to you, but I wanted to let you know that I've started reading the Bible because I've heard of what you do over there. I've had people from our company from other states start listening to our podcast. I have friends that have asked me, hey, would you ever mind telling me about this? I had a customer come in the other day and said, hey man, I saw you on social media. I want to let you know I followed your tag in your bio. Do you think you would ever be willing to tell me about God? You think you'd ever be willing to sit down and talk with me? I'll tell you anything that you want to know. What do you want to know? If it's going to take me a week to prepare, I will take a whole week to prepare. If I have to take time off of work to make sure this is possible, I will take time off of work to make sure this is possible. Because work does not add up to eternity with him. Because I'm standing here today because there were several people that said, hey, I know you've pushed away God for long enough. Come to church with me. I know a place where I go where that doesn't matter. I have family members here that aren't direct family, but you were family because you said, I know what you're going through. Just hang in. He is going to make a way. Because that's when revival happens. We were at the WNOP prayer conference a couple weeks ago, which was a lot of fun. If you never get to go, that's my first experience. You have to go. We were talking after the service about some of the things that we had seen, some of the things that we had felt. And it was me, Bibby, and Sade. And I'm going to plug Sade's words for a minute. But she said in prayer, she was praying, and what she saw was a cloud that was parted, and a river was pouring out over Athens. And now, I don't know if you've ever been to a UGA football game, or specifically a night game. They do something called blackout. They cut all the lights out. They do a thunderous white light because it looks cool. They send a red ring around the stadium, and then they glow red. And I told her right after that, I said, that's funny, because I saw the UGA lights. I said, I saw the nighttime lights go on at the stadium. And we talked about how we know that revival is coming to Athens. We know that it's here. This town is getting hungry for it. It is coming to Athens, and all it takes is for us to set our pride aside and say, hey, do you know about Jesus? And this is going to be a short message. I'm actually going to be coming to a close just a second, but there's a lady by the name of Sarah Blakely. She worked in door-to-door sales in the late 1980s. She worked for a fax machine company. I don't know how you sell fax machines door-to-door, but Lord help her. She claimed that she experienced half the doors slammed on her face. Her cards ripped up at least once a week. She had people say, why are you here? And police escorted her out of the building. She said she got immune to the word no, but it didn't stop her. She had this wonderful idea and to create a company, and she started going around and telling these people about this, and they said, but I don't know what it looks like. Can you ever, like, tell me a little bit more about it or show me? In the late 1990s, she finally had a mill agree to create the prototype. That's when the company Spanx was founded, shapewear company. A lot of people wear it. It's known worldwide, but it started door-to-door. It started saying, hey, look at how this can fill a need in your life. Look at how this can make a difference in showing them an example. It took off. It sold in over 12,000 stores in over 50 countries, and it's valued over $1 billion. And it took one face-to-face interaction to start it. It took someone that had faith that it was not going to die out. Faith that other people were going to receive it and get it. You may feel like one face-to-face interaction isn't enough. Like, what can come from it? It's just one face-to-face interaction. I've already talked to him before, or this is a complete stranger. Why would they ever trust me? But how will we know if we don't try? You never will. Revival begins when we light a match to the fire. And the best way a fire actually spreads, it's not from what's on the outside factors, it's from the fire itself. It throws out embers miles and miles ahead, and it lights hundreds of small fires, and they all connect for one cause. And one ember can be all it takes to light an entire forest. We need to act as embers. We need to act as embers. This whole city wants us to. And y'all can go ahead and stand with me. The city wants to find a home. This city is looking for help. With the world going down and down and down and down every single day, people are looking for change. Jake talked about it the other day. He sent out a message that 2025 is a year for a revival and restoration. People are looking for a revival in their life. They're looking for change. If you haven't noticed it, just look over the next week. You will. If you have friends and family members and coworkers, they can be here. They can be in church. It takes, hey, I know what you're going through. Do you have just 1 minute? Do you have just 1 minute to talk to me? And let me just tell you about a God who saved my life. And I'm going to open the altars, but I want us to come with a heart of knowing that everyone that we talk to is someone that can be reached. An intercessory heart. That if we just go out and have faith and just put our pride aside and open up, that someone else can be saved. Because can we truly say we love this life if we don't want to share it?
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.